anticipating an invasion. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. The Biden administration is warning that Russia could still invade Ukraine within days.
We're in the window where we believe an attack could come at any time, and that it would be preceded by a fabricated pretext that the Russians use as an excuse to launch an invasion.
White House Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. NATO allies rejected Russian assertions it was pulling back troops from exercises that had fueled fears of an attack. Russia is believed to have built up some 150,000 military forces near Ukraine's border. Saudi Arabia is signaling it is not willing to pump more oil and won't push for changes to an agreement with Russia and other producers that has kept a lid on oil production levels. That has Washington concerned as gas prices rise and tensions over Ukraine fuel market uncertainty. The full Senate is voting tonight on a measure designed to avert a partial government shutdown.
An initial procedural vote has cleared the Senate, the first step in preventing a government shutdown over the weekend. Democrats and Republicans are trying to reach agreement on a three-week spending bill, a stopgap measure to extend current funding levels as negotiators finalize a year-long spending package. Some Republicans want votes on defunding federal vaccine requirements, and Democrats are dealing with some absences, including New Mexico Democrat Ben Ray Lujan recovering from a stroke.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. A judge ruled today that former President Trump must answer questions under oath in New York State's civil investigation into his business practices. The judge ordering the former president, along with Ivanka and Donald Trump Jr., to sit for a deposition within 3 weeks. They were subpoenaed by New York Attorney General Letitia James as part of her office's investigation. An appeal of today's ruling is expected. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A suspect accused of shooting at a Jewish mayoral candidate in Louisville, Kentucky, is now free on bond, posted by a controversial activist group.
Quintez Brown is sprung from a Louisville jail. His $100,000 bond is paid through a fund operated by the local Black Lives Matter chapter. Brown is charged with firing shots at the campaign office of Craig Greenberg, a Democrat and a Jewish man running for mayor in Louisville. Greenberg was nearly hit. Brown has a history of making anti-Semitic social media posts. He's also a former Democratic Party political operative who pushed for gun control legislation, made appearances on MSNBC, and who used to write a column for the Courier-Journal newspaper in Louisville and was seeking a seat on the city council. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Oklahoma has executed a man for his role in a quadruple slaying in 2005. 35-year-old Gilbert Postel received a lethal injection this morning at the Oklahoma State Penitentiary in McAllister. Amazon and Visa have come to an agreement over the credit card's use around the globe.
Visa and Amazon have settled a dispute over fees, and you can now use Visa across all of its websites and stores anywhere in the world. Late last year, Amazon revealed plans to stop accepting Visa in the UK. Customers in Australia and Singapore have been paying a surcharge to use Visa. Now that has ended. Both companies now say they have reached a broad global agreement. Visa and Amazon now also say they will collaborate on product and technology initiatives for what they're calling innovative payment experiences. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Average long-term mortgage rates rose again in the last week, approaching levels not seen since 2019. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year loan rose to 3.92% from 3.69% last week. I'm Rich Denison, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.